You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Padres trying to put an end to the D-backs' 13-game winning streak. Not sure what's going on in that hot tub there, but they certainly know how to have a good time in Arizona. Pick up the action, 2-0 Pods in the fourth.
There's a line drive, base hit into right field. That might score a couple. One is in. Martinez over to get it. Lyles around third base. They're going to race him home. And there will be no throw. A two-run triple by Margot. And a four-run San Diego. Fourth inning, they're on top. 1-0 pitch. And a ground ball down to third. That's fair. That's down the line and left. Extra bases. Another run in. Make it 7-0. And Solarte's got himself an RBI double.
That was more of the seeing eye variety that time.
It's a pitch. Line drive. That's a base hit. That's an extra base hit. In the score is Descalzo. Drury's on his way to second. He's got a double. He'll hang on there. That's five hits in the inning. All extra base hits. It's 8-6. And the tying run coming to the plate. Here it is. He struck him out swinging. So Stammen comes in. Does a nice job. He gets a couple of outs after loading them up with a walk. And the 0-2, and it's up the middle, base hit center field. Center cut fastball, and he drilled it to center. Two runs score to make it a 10-6 ball game.
Well, right when you really need to make a good pitcher's pitch, you left that fastball right over the middle of the plate there.
Padres pound out 14 hits and snap the D-backs' 13-game winning streak, taking it 10-6. Manuel Margot, three hits and four RBIs. Jordan Lyles picks up his first win of the season, allowing four runs in five-plus frames. The D-backs' 13-game winning streak is snapped. Manager Torrey Lovello spoke after.
I just felt like we didn't have great flow on the mound tonight. Unfortunately, Patrick got nicked up in the one inning, gave up a big inning and a big crooked number, and we couldn't really recover from that. The fastball command probably wasn't as sharp as it's been for Patrick. The breaking ball wasn't as consistent as well. And I think you add all that up and a team that is capable of taking advantage of mistakes, like the San Diego Padres, they put up a big number. And I thought we did a good job offensively of closing down that deficit. We came within a couple of runs and left the bases loaded. And then the big two-out base hit by Margot was a big difference maker. I think it took the momentum right away from us. Got to give him some credit.
How about for you? I mean, you go ahead there and you have Shipley and you're probably thinking multiple innings with the switch.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're matching that. Everything becomes a different game, right?
Yeah, exactly. You could see, we double switched David. It's tough to take him out of the game. One point and 8-0, I'm thinking about getting a bunch of guys off their feet. And my thought was, David was first, and then I had a couple of other guys that were down in the order, and it was just going to continue happening. But offensively, we did a great job. We stayed with it. And you're right. I wanted to stay with Braden for as long as we possibly could, two, possibly three innings, and save the bullpen a little bit. But offensively, we made some adjustments and closed up that gap really good. So it was nice to see.
You showed that resiliency with the beginning, but did you see what you wanted right out of the gate offensively with the club and in the other areas? I mean, obviously, Patrick controls a lot of the game as a starting pitcher, but did you see any kind of letdown?
I think that the first couple innings, we were maybe a little bit of a hangover after the day off, and which is to be expected. I think it takes the guys a little bit of time to get into rhythm and after the day off, so to be expected. I know that, and I thought that once we needed to lock it in, we did, but the deficit was a little too great for us to overcome. So the guys rebounded, did good job offensively. It's just unfortunately that we'd given up, it had been fortunate that we'd given up so many runs up to that point.
Patrick was kind of hit hard the first three, and he's been kind of got out there. With the turning point, maybe he had Lyles up a two out in the fourth and the broken bat single to center kind of opened the floodgates.
For me, I think that was a tipping point for him. Wiggled out of a jam early. We had the big play by Herm and Descalzo to knock down Margot at home plate. Thought that was a key moment. But with the bases loaded and two outs, and you make a mistake to Lyles, who's a good athlete, on a pitch out over the plate, and he takes advantage of it. It wasn't a particularly well-hit ball, but it was enough, and that was two big runs. And I think it may have distracted Patrick, and you could see what happened after that. So I agree. That was a tipping point for the game for me.
Have any
No, minimal concern for me, almost zero, because he's proven that he can come back from outings like this, as all of our starters have. So I know Patrick will spit this one out and be ready for his next start. I'm very comfortable saying that.
Nice, you got the matchup you wanted to win when you batted for Chris, but was he taken out? Was he hurt a little bit on that backswing run?
No, I just felt like we had some depth on our bench, and I liked the matchup with Rosales and Ionetta, and I felt like it was going to help us continue building the inning and hopefully score some runs. So, no, Herm was fine. It was just a matter of getting a good matchup there.
You mentioned Dallas Goldie came out of his pregame routine.
Right. Goldie was available. So what I had talked to him about was late in the game, we're gonna crank this thing back up one more time, and we're gonna know that you're gonna be used. I didn't want to have it be a yes, no, yes type of a situation. So the criteria that I had built up and was gonna follow, and he was well aware of it, was late in the game, most likely in the ninth inning, off of hand, in a good situation to help us tie the game or go ahead.
All runs count the same, but when JD hits a homer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think when he comes up to home plate, you get a little closer to the game and you get on the edge of your seat and you think, when's this going to happen? And it was a key moment. It was a two-run home run that got us right back into the game. And the guys followed in back of that and scored two more runs. So, they do all count the same. But, when there's a part of our lineup that comes up to home plate, you just get a little bit more anxious and a little closer to the action because something good's about to happen. It was a great moment for us, and for Ray, it was a big hit and a well-deserved moment. He works hard for those moments. He's been a very, very capable pinch hitter for us, and I've sunk him into some key situations, and he's come through. So it got us off the ground a little bit and brought the game to 8-2 and gave us a little bit of life. It was a big hit for Ray.
Patrick Corbin takes the loss, allowing 8 runs and 4 1/3 frames. He spoke after the game.
There, I'm just what was different tonight?
Just got into trouble a couple innings there in a row and just couldn't make a pitch to get out of there. I thought the bullpen did a great job coming in there for me, and offensively we had chances to come back. Almost tied it up there in that one inning. So I just got to do a better job, go deeper, and just minimize damage and give us a chance to win. And it was just something I didn't do tonight.
When you had, what was the toughest part of that big inning for you? And was there one moment that?
Well, I got 2 outs pretty quick, and pitch count was still really low. And I think they had a broken bat hit up the middle. Thought was a decent pitch, and then. Kind of just couldn't get that last out, and probably a pitch I'd like back, maybe a slider to the pitcher there. Just threw him a fastball first pitch. If I was hitting there, I'd probably be swinging too. So just made a mistake there, and it led up to a big inning. I couldn't get that third out in that inning, and they put up 6 runs, and it's tough to come back from that. We put a great chance to try to tie it up there late in the game, but I got to do a better job there, minimizing damage, and it was something I didn't do tonight.
Do you feel like this is something you can just kind of get back on, the type of role that you were on before, just kind of get rid of this one mentally?
Felt pretty good. Thought I made some decent pitches. I got 2 outs quite a bit, and then seemed like they put some good swings on good fastballs, I thought, down away, and I don't know. I just couldn't get that pitch to get out of it tonight, but it's definitely something I just got to get over with and focus on my next start. And we've been playing really good baseball. I just got to come in tomorrow and try to get better and for my next one.
Troy was talking about just in general the team. I asked about the start of the game, obviously before the big inning that you guys had, but just as a team, if there was any letdown coming off the road. And he said it's possible to have that type of hangover after an off day.
I don't know. I don't know if I was thinking that. I'm every fifth day, so wanted to come in here and give us the best chance. I'd, I'm definitely disappointed letting this streak end on my start day. Something that you never want to do when you have a streak going, to be that starter to end it. But, I mean, the guys in here are going to come back and be ready to go. And myself, I need to just kind of get over it and focus on my next start.
The series continues on Saturday with Zach Godley on the hill.